Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I am your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. Well, today is March 10th, and if you've been listening to my podcast over the years, you know that I've always had guests who are the experts in their field, whether it's cabinets, colors, trends, countertops, appliances, et cetera, et cetera. And they've always been fun. I always enjoy interviewing people on this podcast. But I was actually interviewed last week by Jill Nicolini, who has her own podcast out of New York City. And it was fun. It was kind of interesting to be on the other side of the mic. But I did want to share this podcast with you. Now, before I do that, I do want to thank my sponsors, Studio 41 and Monogram Appliances, for sponsoring my podcast. And I usually do commercials during my podcast for them. But I'm going to go right into the podcast with Jill, and I won't have a chance to do that. So enjoy this podcast. Hopefully you enjoy it as much as I did doing it.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. We are so excited to have Nancy Hugo joining us today. Yes, she's a certified kitchen designer, and the name of her company is Nancy Hugo CKD, and we're so excited to have her here to talk more about the design service she offers for not only kitchens, but baths, and of course, other areas in your home. But we are excited to have her here, hailing from Glendale, Arizona. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And I think everybody would love to talk to you because everybody always wants to improve their kitchen.
And I'm glad they do.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're happy to have you here. Please tell us a little bit about your company and what the services you provide.
Well, I started my company years ago, and I do whole house remodeling. I specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling, and I love it. And so what I do actually is oversee the construction. I design the space, and then I work with the homeowners to pick out the finishes, cabinetry, countertops, etc. And then I oversee the project as it's going forth.
Well, we're excited that you're here. I want to talk about your background before we get into the work you're doing, which, by the way, it's beautiful. You got to go to the website, check her out, nancyhugo.com, nancyhugo.com, and check out some of the before and after galleries. Let me know, how did you get into this business? Would you mind sharing a little bit of your background?
Well, I realized that when I was a child, I used to look at people's houses and kitchens. I still remember when I was about 6 or 7, everybody's kitchen, which kind of stuck in my mind. And I thought, this is really what I want to do. So from a young age of about 6 or 7, I would memorize, and how would I change these people's homes? Not that they ever asked me in those days, but that's how I started. It's just a passion I have.
Well, I love this. You mentioned your father was successful, right, in construction and respected by his peers. So would you credit him as being your mentor?
He was. He was in a different area of construction. He did steel, overhead tracking in slaughterhouses, which I can't even equate with kitchens, right? Other than you have meat there and then you cook it in the kitchen. But otherwise, I worked for him for years, so I did get to know what the construction what the construction business is really like.
Yeah, and being a woman in construction, has that been difficult?
Yes. Probably easier today, but I've been doing this for so many years. But there were instances where men would verbally say, how come you're not home taking care of your kids instead of doing this? So that was, I just said, okay.
Wonderful. Well, also, I want to get into this beautiful work you're doing. You've had experience for how many years now? 22 as a certified kitchen designer, let alone over 30 years in designing in general.
Yes.
Could you share the difference, what that means? Because there's a lot of companies out there that are soliciting me and people around us. Let's do your kitchen. But who are these people? Tell me about the certification process and how important that is.
Well, when I took the certification, testing was a little bit different than now. You couldn't use any computers, so everything was hand-drawn for the test, which was about 6 hours. They gave you a they gave you a challenge. You know, here's the kitchen, what would you do? And then you had to do all of the layers, the lighting plan, the floor plan, the cabinet plan. And there was a verbal test. Nowadays, you can use a computer to do drawings on the computer, whether it's SketchUp or Reddit or whatever. And I'm sure the questions are the same. So it was, I hate to say this, but it was much easier in my day, although we thought it was really hard. But, you know, I passed it the first time and I was happy.
Oh, well, it's beautiful because you're here doing so much and a lot goes into all this, the drawings, the construction, the remodeling, and there's a lot to what we have to get to for today. So do you want to talk a little bit about, for example, you know, designing itself and also your home design chat with Nancy, your own podcast? Where did you want to start?
Let's start with the podcast because I just finished doing one. I used to have my own radio show here in Phoenix, and that was fun. I do like to talk. I enjoy it, and that's why it's just a natural thing. Then I stopped doing the radio show, and my son kept saying, "Which should do a podcast." You know, in those days, it was like, podcast? What is that? And so I started doing the podcast, and I remember one of my guests said, "Well, what should I wear?" And so they really weren't in tune with what podcasting was. But I've done a lot of interviews with people outside of Arizona as well, Canada, New York, Florida, California, and I enjoy it. The whole premise of that podcast is to educate people on their homes, whether it's designing, colors, trends, plants, all sorts of things. Matter of fact, some of them write in and say, well, what about this? I've had people send me their floor plans. Well, what should I do with this? But it's just a natural thing because I tell people I don't like to text and I don't like to email, even though I do, but I do like to talk. So if you like to talk, podcasts are a natural, right?
Yay! And how can we find your podcast? On the website, there's a link, right?
There is. There isn't on my website. It's just Google me, Nancy Hugo. I'm all over the place. Or you can put in Home Design Chat with Nancy. That's the name of the podcast. It's on 28 platforms.
Beautiful. This is exciting. Wow. The podcaster on another podcast. She's awesome. What was your discussion for today? What did you talk about on your show?
Well, actually, if a lot of people don't know, KBIS, which is the kitchen and bath industry show owned by the National Kitchen and Bath Association, and every year they have their show. This year it was in Vegas. They'll do 3 years in a row in Vegas, and they'll go over to Orlando. The president of the local kitchen and bath organization was my guest, as he has been several times, and he just came back last night from KBIS, and we talked about what was introduced, what his feelings were, what he was excited about, and what he remembers, because it's a long 3 days for people who do the whole show.
Oh, I know. This is great work you're doing, and for those out there, I want to know just about, you know, where you're working. I mean, I know you're based in Arizona, but are you working nationwide with clients?
Believe it or not, thanks to the computers and the way we communicate, I have done projects in New York, Florida, California, Michigan, Nevada. And so it's real easy. You know, send me the drawings and then I do the designs. I send them over to them. So I can do any area. It's a challenge, but it's fun.
Oh, and did you find during COVID, from what I'm experiencing, I feel like everyone's doing their kitchen now. They've been home. They want to remodel their house. And what is it, the fascination with the kitchen, would you say? And what was your fascination with that being your main hub? I mean, you also do bathrooms too, right?
Yeah, I do whole house remodels, but mainly people are remodeling kitchens and baths. I mean, to put it bluntly, I enjoy doing those two areas in laundry rooms, home offices, family rooms, but mainly people want an expert to actually design the functional kitchen as well as it being aesthetic and also the bathroom. So that's where I get most of my jobs from. Everybody has a kitchen and everybody has a bathroom. And if it doesn't fit their lifestyle, they want to remodel. So I'm here. That's what I do.
Beautiful. And for today's show, being it's our first show with us, what about kitchen and baths did you want to talk about that? Designing, you mentioned you also design for people with physical challenges as well.
I do, but I want to throw this in. I think I'm the only kitchen designer that has ever remodeled an embalming room for a mortuary. So that's my claim to fame. Not really, but I had to throw that in because when I tell people, they can't believe it. But, you know, you go by function, the function of the space. And the owner of the mortuary said, do you think you can do this? Well, yeah, you know, it's a challenge, but it worked. As far as designing for people with challenges, one of the challenges that I have is that I'm very petite. And so when I remodeled my kitchen, I put the island at 30 inches above the floor, which is table height. And I really don't use a lot of the wall cabinets because I can't reach them. So that started me really thinking about people with challenges and problems and how I can have their kitchen work for them. So that's how I started it.
Awesome. And let me take a look. And I hope people are doing the same. You have some amazing before and after projects. I'm looking at the fireplace bar area. It looks like you did in a living room, let alone the kitchen. Is everyone getting an island now? Are the islands getting bigger and bigger?
Well, Jill, it depends on the space that you have to work with. You know, if you have a small kitchen and you really want an island, you've got to see how much space you have to walk around the island. But yes, islands, I have done huge islands, 18 feet long, and I've done small islands. You can go 18 inches deep, which is really a thin, narrow island. Or you can go as deep as 48 or 54 inches. So it really depends on, you know, I'm going to say this several times. It depends on the size you have to work with, the function of the kitchen, the function of the island, and how it works in your family lifestyle.
Yeah, because then you see the islands that have all these drawers in it, like I'm looking at your pictures and beautiful pullouts. But then there's islands that have just, I don't know if it's all quartz or granite around it completely, which I think would help with people kicking it if they're setting up their stools.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and there again, there are a lot of people who like islands that are just work islands, so they don't want anybody sitting there. But, you know, it depends on the homeowner. Some people like to have nothing on the island as far as a sink or a cooktop. And then there are people who say, well, I want a sink. A lot of times I suggest two sinks in the kitchen. One is your prep sink and the other one is your cleanup sink. And a lot of times it could be a prep sink in the island so that when you have people over, they're engaging in conversation with you and also helping you. You know, again, how the kitchen works for you.
Got it. Well, there's so much to the work you're doing, and I urge everyone to go to nancyhugo.com to find out more about the work she's doing. And, of course, you're also a part of many different professional organizations. Do you want to share some of those accolades and some of the awards over the years and publications you've been featured in?
Oh, no, I don't want to brag.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to brag for you.
Okay.
See, she doesn't have a choice. You're like me. I don't want to talk about myself. But American Builder Magazine, Arizona Republic, Phoenix Home and Garden. My goodness. You're on the board. It looks like a professional National Kitchen and Bath Association. You were the past president in the Arizona chapter.
I was on the board for 8 years, but I'm not on the board now. I am a member because the National Kitchen Bath Association sponsors my certification.
Got it.
So, yeah. So, and while I'm still designing, I do have to belong to the NKBA.
Got it. First place award National Kitchen Design Contest, sponsored by Sharp. There's a lot that you've done here. So I love it. I love it. I love it. What else do you want your listeners to know about you and why Nancy Hugo, you know, is the one to go to? Can we share the process? Because people say, well, how do I do it? What if I live far? Do we work with pictures, designs, 3D renderings? Tell me the work that goes into it and what a client can expect when they're working with you.
Well, hopefully they can expect the kitchen that they have been wanting for years and that it works for them. So it involves asking a lot of questions. The first thing is to talk to the client, whether they live in Arizona or outside. Why do you want to do your kitchen and what do you expect? And I will say that Pinterest is very helpful. It's a good platform to have people look through everything and say, yeah, I like this, I don't like this, specifically if they find a picture. And I did have one client who said, that's the kitchen I want, but you really want to put your personality into it. And so the more information I can get from the homeowner on what they want, the better it helps me to then design, you know, the end result. I mean, if I have a client that doesn't cook, but they just want a pretty kitchen, that's easy to do. But you do really want a functional kitchen that's going to work for either one person cooking or a whole family, multi-cooks. And so those are the questions that a designer has to ask. And, you know, and then ultimately it comes down to, well, how much space do we have to do this kitchen of your dreams? So once we have the space, and then I lay out different ideas in the kitchen and then work with the homeowner to see what they like, what will work for them. And then, of course, everybody always has that big word budget in their mind. I had one client who said, now don't go designing fancy because we have a budget. It's not the design that carries the budget or pushes the budget. It's the finishes. It's the way the client wants to have the appliances, whether it's a $12,000 range or something less, whether it's a huge refrigerator or something smaller, whether it's the custom cabinets or the box cabinets that are, I don't want to say they're ready-made, but they are built on a standard and certain things are offered, but nothing custom, or whether it's a laminate countertop or granite. So all those things actually come together and create a budget that the homeowner can either live with, or we have to start changing different things to fit into the homeowner's budget.
Got it. And give me an idea, budget-wise, for kitchens, a full kitchen remodel, anywhere from what to what? I mean, I'm sure you've done some fancy projects, too.
Yeah, you know, in this day and age, with the prices going up, I would say, you know, you have to figure, first of all, your appliances. That's where you start. And if you pick high-end appliances, depending on which appliances you want, you can have a $50,000 bill. So you got the appliances, and then you got cabinets. Is it custom? You know, to answer your question, you can do a kitchen nowadays, a basic kitchen, for $25,000, or you can go up, sky's the limit, $100,000, $150,000, whatever you want to put in that kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, gosh, there's a lot of beautiful things. I'm on your before and after gallery, and I just noticed another home on the lake. You did a pool room, and the inset, it looks like, with all these, the shelving with all the lighting in it. Boy, oh boy. So besides kitchens and bathrooms, my goodness, you're talking whole house renovations. And
right.
You could see the work you put into this. Now, are you the type of designer to work with where you let the customer choose their opinions and their, or are you the one that says, I want to take care of everything?
Oh, no. I don't do that because they're going to live in their house. And as I keep saying in my podcast, it's your home. I'm not going to live there. If you decide that you want purple walls and that's your color, fine. I will explain when I design kitchens, bathrooms, houses. Well, this is what I suggest. And you can either have this or you can have that. And they decide because they're going to get up in the morning and walk into that kitchen. I don't ever want somebody to say, I don't like this. Why did I ever agree to do this? Instead, yeah. I want them to say, wow, this is a great kitchen. Every morning I wake up and I smile.
Beautiful. Well, we got to take a quick commercial break here. Remind us, Nancy, how we can reach out to you.
Well, you can email me, Nancy@nancyhugo.com.
Perfect.
That's the best way to get me.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll talk more to our designer about her work and why you should reach out to her. Again, Nancy Hugo, CKD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Attracting new customers has been tricky.
So we claimed our free business profile on Google.
Yeah, now we can accept bookings, list our products, even post updates.
Our free business profile helps us stand out and connect with customers on Google.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show with our certified kitchen designer, Nancy Hugo, that is. Way to go. We're here talking to her about the work she does. NancyHugo.com, based out of Glendale, Arizona, but she's here and talking to us about the work she's doing nationwide. And what really inspired you, you know, to get into this field? And I mean, it's been an amazing career all these years. What would you say would be the biggest inspiration behind your work? And is anyone else in the family in the business too?
Absolutely not. I have no competition in my family. You know, I don't know what inspired me. Like I said, it started from when I was young. I remember kitchens of our neighbors when I was 7 years old. And that was many, many, many years ago. But I would go into model homes and change the furniture around. And don't tell anybody I did that. But I always had this desire to design. So it's just, I guess I was born with it.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful work. What else for today? Being this your first show with us, did you want to make sure you get across to let people know about, you know, why they could work with you and should? Do you want to share some of your experiences with your clients?
Well, first I want to say, Jill, and I forgot, I just started a Facebook page for Home Design Chat with Nancy. It's taken me all these years, but as I said on the Facebook, you know, it took me years to do this. I finally did it. I got one, you know, took one day off and said, okay, I'm going to do it. So if they want to go on to Facebook, of course, the Facebook name is Home Design Chat with Nancy. I will share one of my favorite stories. I did a kitchen for somebody. At the time, I was working in a showroom, and this showroom was actually a factory showroom. So the cabinets were made locally. They were also made in other places, but there were a lot of builders who were using those cabinets. And then the salespeople for the cabinet company would send them to the showroom that I worked in that was open to the public. So I did a lot of remodeling there, but somebody walked in and said, we're having a house built by this builder, and we came in to look at the cabinetry. Now, I don't remember this. It was 33 years ago. Definitely don't remember it. They reminded me. And I guess I looked at their floor plan, and I said, you can't do this. I'm going to change this for you. Why I said that, I don't know, but I was really passionate about design. So skip to 3.5 years ago, and I got this email, you designed our kitchen 30 years ago, and we want you to remodel it. So I called them, and I said, unfortunately, I don't remember. I usually remember everything I do, but because they weren't my customer, they just came in to see the cabinets, I don't remember. But they reminded me of the story of them walking in and me taking the bold move to design their kitchen. And they showed my scrappy design. They said, yeah, it was almost like on a napkin, which it wasn't. It was on a scrap, probably a piece of paper. And they showed the builder and he said, I'm not doing that. And they walked away. Then the builder called them back and said, okay, we'll do it. So they found out my name by going to a local supplier of granite who knows me. And so anyway, they said, we want you to come down to see our house. I walked in and I said, why do you want to remodel this? It's gorgeous. Apparently, I had designed things that people weren't using at that time. And everybody who saw their kitchen thought, well, this was unique. This was beautiful. But they wanted to change it. And so, yes, I said I would change it. I worked with them closely, and it was a kitchen. They are two, husband and wife, two people who love to cook. They have no children, never have. And they just, they were, had the opportunity to change this kitchen and get a lot more function out of it. And I did that, designed it. And they said, well, can you design our master, redesign the master bathroom and redesign the dry bar that we have? And we want an outdoor kitchen. So I said, sure. I designed everything, worked with the architect that I had suggested them to use. And everything was set to go. And then they called me and said, our house just burnt down. Totally. And so when they started rebuilding, remodeling, they had the 2x4s up. They wanted to expand one of the rooms, and they had a fire in their attic, and that caused the roof to just cave into their house. They lost everything. Except the good thing is they did get the grand piano out and put it in storage. But they had originally, when they were going to remodel, planned on moving into their friend's house, which was probably a mile away. So when this happened, devastating, and it took that was 2 years ago, April, and they're just now getting their final cabinets, and we're going to template the countertops. But I work with them every day. They're 35 miles away from my house, so I can't go there every day, but thank God for texting and sending pictures. And so I'm there frequently, but not every day.
Yeah.
And it's just been a joy working for these people. They appreciate everything I suggest. I don't tell them what to do. And I'm real excited because when they finish the project, which you can consider me a consultant, and they need validation on picking out handles and this and that. So I'm involved in the whole house. And then we're going to do a video on the homeowners cooking in their outdoor kitchen, showing the house. And they're real excited about that. So I'm excited about that, too.
Ooh, that's awesome. You got a lot going on. And unfortunately, we are just about out of time. How did you want to wrap up for today to remind everyone to call you? Do you offer an initial consultation? How does that part work?
Well, if they live outside of Arizona, I don't go visit them. That's kind of funny, but I would like to, but I can't. They can call me because my phone number is all over the place at 602-469-6231. They can email me, nancy@nancyhugo.com. Those are the two best ways to get me, obviously. They can look and listen to my podcast, and if they feel that I'm the person that they want to connect with, that's perfect because then they get a little glimpse of me. Not visually, but I respect the clients, and they have respect for me, hopefully. And when you work together with a designer that doesn't force her ideas on the homeowner, that's the perfect match. I don't ever tell anybody, oh, you've got to have this, or you should have this. I always say, well, you can do this or you can do that. And if they come up with some idea that I don't go along with, maybe because of the safety issue, I will tell them, this is not what I suggest, but if you want to do it, go ahead. So that's it. So it's a working relationship when you do this.
Great. Well, remind us how we can contact you, Nancy.
Nancy@nancyhugo.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And also, you're on Instagram and Facebook, right?
Yes. And I do want to throw this out. I'm on Pinterest. I've got 28,000 followers. And I've used that as a way to show the people what they have choices in. So everything is alphabetical, kitchens, contemporary kitchens, traditional, whatever. And it's a good visual look at what they like, what they don't like. And so I always use that for my clients. And then I set up a private board for them so that we can communicate on Pinterest, just the two of us. So yes, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, my website, my podcasts, Yes. Every way possible you can get me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Pleasure getting to know you today, and beautiful work, and congratulations on all your success and all the continued success you're doing. And I just urge everyone to check out your work. It is beautiful, exquisite. Now I'm scrolling through Instagram as we speak. So take a look, and we'll hope to connect with you again soon. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jill, for having me. This was really fun.
Yep. Well, you are fun, and you are beautifully talented. And I'm watching some videos on YouTube, and you're teaching me stuff about bathroom faucets. I never knew. Thank you. All right. You have a great day, Nancy, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, you too. Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.